So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Paul Nolte joins us now, Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Silvest. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Wendy. Nice to be with you again.
Nice to have you. I have some questions for you. I've actually prepared some stuff so I can act like I know what's going on in the world of money.
Perfect.
Okay.
Let them roll.
All right. Are people still spending money at this point in time?
As the answer to all questions financial, it depends. It depends on where you're at. If those that are at the lower income scale, they're struggling. Certainly, you know, putting food on the table, et cetera. Those at the upper end, absolutely. Cruises, if you listen to the cruise lines, their capacity. Wander through an airport. Hotels are very busy. Restaurants, depending on the restaurant, bars, et cetera. Service side of the economy is doing very well, so consumers in general are spending. You listen to Walmart and Amazon. There's some shifts in what they're buying, but in general, we're still seeing the consumer in a very broad brush, still pretty healthy.
Okay, and so are things kind of getting back to normal? Because we've obviously avoided a recession at this point. Could that still happen?
Well, eventually it will. It's a matter of when. And if you talk to manufacturing, the manufacturers, the people that are making stuff, they've been in a recession for probably the last year and a half. So again, the economy is kind of split between the consumer side, services, and manufacturing. So I think they, so far at least, the economy has avoided the recession. The data that we got last week is indicating that the jobs market is still decent. And again, retail sales, not too bad. So we're in that Goldilocks window where things are not too hot, not too cold. And maybe the Fed will then feel the comfort in cutting rates the September meeting.
Okay, so that's when it's possibly expected, is in September. Do you see it being a big cut, or are they going to go gradually like they raised it, like quarter point at a time?
No, they raised it half a point, three quarters of a point. It was definitely the elevator up, and it's going to be, I think, the escalator down. I think if they do cut by more than 0.25%, I think that may spook the markets, meaning maybe things are worse than we expected. That's why we have to go the half percentage point. If they go 0.25% and say, you know, we're just going to hang out here for a little bit, be very measured about it, skip a few meetings, maybe in the spring do another 0.25%, and then maybe next fall another 0.25%. Again, depending on how the economy responds, I think that's probably the best approach. Remember that it takes a while for them to cut, once they cut rates, for those lower interest rates to work their way through the economy. So it's not an immediate jolt to the economy. It's something that happens over 6 to 12 months or so.
How's the stock market doing right now? And does that affect the average person or just investors?
Well, it certainly affects investors. The stock market's doing great. Every day that's been open, it's been up. 8 days in a row. It's the best 8-day streak that we've seen in a couple years. And we're slightly higher today. So the markets have responded favorably to the economic news after taking a little bit of a dump early in August. We're actually higher now for the month of August.
What?
I think it has an impact on certainly investors, and a lot of people discount who the investors are, but those that have 401ks, they're investors as well. They just don't feel that in their pocket. It's not something they can spend.
Yeah, that is an absolutely great point. All right, so what's the focus this week on?
This focus is on the fact that I won't be in Jackson Hole with all the rest of the Fed officials. I'm a little upset about that, but I'll get over it. But
good.
Powell is speaking on Friday, and he will probably at that point lay out the path forward for not just the economy, but more likely Fed policy. And I think he is going to riff a little bit on his press conference in that, yeah, September is certainly a possibility, and they see probably a modest cut in rates. And I think that's really what the markets are waiting to hear.
All right. Well, Answer this question in 1 minute. How come it's so hard to save money?
It's, well, some of it is, a lot of it recently is inflation. So, you know, again, you make your comment about the burgers and the egg on top of the burger. That's an expensive get these days. Certainly a lot more than it was 4 or 5 years ago prior to the pandemic. And that is one of the things that a lot of consumers are battling with. I don't have the disposable income that I did, five years ago prior to the pandemic. So that's a biggest issue. And it does come down to, it's one of the things that we talk to a lot of clients about is you're going to compromise later. You're going to compromise now or you're going to compromise later. You're not going to be able to spend everything that you want to for the rest of your life. So it's going to be, I'm going to compromise now and save, or I'm going to compromise later and I'm not going to have as much money. And I'm going to be reliant on Social Security and the goodwill of others to have a comfortable retirement. It's a difficult thing to do, but it's one that requires discipline. And each year, as people get raises, put a little bit of extra of that raise away. So that it's something that you really don't feel in your pocketbook. And again, it requires that discipline, and that's hard.
It is hard. Thank you, Paul. Paul Nolte, Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Silvest. Always learn so much from you. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.